Well, over time, the way these things happen, the Deck Athletic Hall of Fame has kind of fallen to the side of the road. And there's a committee now that's trying to bring it back. Scott Keenan joins us today. He's one of the members of that committee. Scott, good morning and thanks for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure, Lisa.
So what happened? How could anybody let a Hall of Fame just kind of disappear gradually?
It didn't exactly happen that way. The Hall of Fame, when I was with Grandma's Marathon, we were part of it. And when Kevin Pates was involved with it, Duluth News Tribune, and then he moved to Arizona, it kind of slid a little bit. But the last Hall of Fame was 2012.
So it hasn't slid very far.
No, not at all. But what's great about it now is that we got a structure that will keep it going forever. And it's really going to be organized and run through the deck itself with Dan Russell. And his board of directors have really embraced taking it over. So there won't be any more slides on this. And it's just so important for us to recognize all these great athletes and administrators that have given so much to the Northland here.
So when we talk about inductees to the Hall of Fame, are we talking about national athletes who have gone on to bring us fame and fortune here in the Northland, high school, college? What kind of athletes and administrators are we talking about?
Well, we're looking at people that have had a national prominence in the sport that they've been involved in. And it's so great. This year we're inducting five people. Mike Caracas, who is deceased, but he was called Iron Mike. He was the first-born American goalie, and he was from Eveleth, Minnesota. Tom McLeod from Proctor. Tom was 5 years in the NFL. He was all-pro linebacker with the Baltimore Colts. And our Bob McDonald from Chisholm, the winningest high school basketball coach in Minnesota history. What an awesome coach Bob is. And Zoe Hill. Zoe is from figure skating and nationally known figure skater and coached over 50 years with the Duluth Figure Skating Club. And Dan Conway from Superior, Wisconsin. A lot of people don't know Dan that much, unless you're a runner. But Dan once owned the Masters indoor world record for the mile. And Dan's also a four-time champion of Grandma's Marathon in the Master category. So what a lineup we have. Five different sports. It's just phenomenal class this year.
So when is the induction ceremony going to be taking place?
It's coming soon. It's Thursday, May 14th. Social hours at 6 o'clock and dinner and program is at 7. And it's going to take place at the Deck Harborside Ballroom. And if people want tickets, they can get them at the Deck Ticket Office or just call 727-4344.
Scott, is the idea to induct folks every year, every couple of years, or does it kind of just depend on who's really making us proud?
Well, that's a great question. We're going to be continuing this every other year. So the next class will be 2017.
If somebody says, wow, I really think so-and-so ought to be nominated. And again, sometimes when you reach national prominence, you know, everybody knows your name, and sometimes you can be a nationally recognized something or other, but you haven't gotten a lot of attention, perhaps, for that. So somebody says, I've got somebody I'd like to nominate. First of all, can you go back in history and say, you know, I'd like to nominate my grandpa from the 40s, and here's all the cool stuff he did?
Well, that's exactly how it happens. That's how we get the inductees. There has to be a nomination, and we have a nomination process. And that works. That goes through the Duluth News Tribune. Rick Wigman is one of the sports writers there, and nominations go through there. And then the committee meets. It's the selection committee, and we reveal all of the nominees, and we come up with a class. And that's how it works, and it's a great way to get all the good nominations. A lot of people may have not known about Mike Caracas, but he was in the 40s and when he participated in as a goalie. But nominations come in, and we take a real good look at them, and it turns out that we have a great class again.
So if people are interested in making a nomination, is there a website? Is there a process where they can do this? What do you recommend for folks?
Well, for 2017, we'll get back to everybody on that, but it'll be once again going through the Duluth News Tribune on people sending a letter of interest and also a resume of the individual they want to recommend for induction.
Now, the Hall of Fame itself, you get your name in the Hall of Fame, but do you or your family get a plaque? Do you get like one of those like 15-foot-high trophies that's really hard to fit in the car? What does being a member of the Hall of Fame, and is there, the Hall of Fame is at the deck, right? So folks can actually go and look at it?
Absolutely. It's in the lower lobby of the Amps Oil Arena. And there's a list of the pictures are up of all 57 inductees. With this class, there'll be five more added in. And so the total will be 62 inductees. And that's since 1968 is when the charter class was.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, Scott, what a great local effort to make sure that the DEC Athletic Hall of Fame stays strong and going into perpetuity. And thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you and have a great day.
Scott Keenan joined us this morning as our guest. The DEC Athletic Hall of Fame is going to be inducting five more folks on May 14th. Into the Athletic Hall of Fame, and there's going to be more information, of course, available about that and ticket information, all that kinds of good stuff. We'll get some links set up on our website so it'll be easy for you to find.